Tarzan, the 1951 series on radio. Edgar Rice Burroughs passed away on March 19, 1950. In the fall of 1950, Walter White Jr. of Commodore Productions and Artists, Inc. contacted Cyril Ralph Rothman, general manager of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc., to discuss acquiring the national radio rights to Tarzan. On December 21, 1950, Rothman and White signed a contract giving Commodore Productions the right to produce a series of half-hour Tarzan radio programs. Commodore Productions was basically a one-man show. His partner was his wife, Shirley Thomas, actress and co-producer. Commodore was a struggling concern until they acquired the rights to Hopalong Cassidy in 1948. Far from an instant success, Hopalong Cassidy languished until, for some unknown reason, it seemed to catch on. At about the same time, the old Hopalong Cassidy films were becoming popular on television. By 1950, William Boyd was at the center of a storm of national popularity. With the success of Hopalong Cassidy, Walter White Jr. decided to create another radio adventure drama, The Clyde Beatty Show, starring Vic Perrin as Clyde Beatty and Eve McVeigh as his wife Harriet. This too was a success until it left radio for television. It was no wonder that the Whites considered Tarzan next to add to their growing roster of radio shows. While all of the Commodore Tarzan programs are available, there is still much mystery surrounding the show. For one thing, very little is known about which parts the actors starring on the show played, with the exception of Lamont Johnson, who played Tarzan. At various times, other cast members included Jan Arvin, Dick Beals, Bob Bruce, Larry Dobkins, Virginia Eller, Eddie Firestone Jr., Frank Gersten, Gloria Grant, Virginia Gregg, Gladys Holland, Charlie Lawton, Raymond Lawrence, Sidney Mason, Eve McVeigh, Shepard, Shep Minkin, Marvin Miller, Roland Morris, Donald Morrison, Jack Boyles, Jay Novello, Dan O'Hearley, Jill Oppenheim, Gigi Pearson, Victor Rodman, Olin Soule, Theodore Ted Von Eltz, Walter White III, David Wolfe, and Barbara Jean Wong. Lamont Johnson seems to have performed on radio from the mid-1940s through the early 1950s in a variety of roles on such shows as The Adventures of Frank Merriwell, Alias Jane Doe, Broadway Is My Beat, Let's Pretend, The Modern Adventures of Casanova, and Wendy Warren and the News. He went into television in the early 1950s, where he acted and directed for several years. He eventually concentrated on film work, which he also began in the early 1950s as an actor, before becoming a respected director of such films as Con a Coast, One-on-One, A Gunfight, Lipstick, The Ground Star Conspiracy, The McKenzie Break, and Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone. No roster of the other players seems to exist. Walter White Jr. produced them, and they were written by Bud Lesser. It has been noted that at least three of the shows were scripted by others. Volcano in the Sun and The Arena of Death were scripted by Robert Schaefer and Eric Freewall, and Jungle Smoke was scripted by David Chandler. Surviving letters from Bud Lesser in the files of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. indicate that he authored all of the scripts, but this may have been because he was trying to enlist the assistance of ERB Inc. in his suit for monies against Walter White Jr. The early 1930s Tarzan radio serials, those produced by American Radio Syndicate and Edgar Rice Burroughs Inc., tried to portray the character of Tarzan as he was created by Burroughs. The half-hour Commodore shows seemed to try and create a character based on Burroughs' Tarzan books and the MGM and RKO Tarzan films. Lamont Johnson portrays Tarzan as articulate rather than speaking in the "me Tarzan, you Jane" kind of gutturals from the movies. He notes that he was raised by the apes and prefers a jungle to civilization. The jungle background, as well as the cities and villages that are featured in the half-hour shows, owe more to the movie than to Ed's stories.
Ah! From the heart of the jungle comes a savage cry of victory. This is Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle.
Whether he was consciously or unconsciously misleading his audience, Walter White Jr., in his introduction each week, stated that these stories were transcribed from the immortal pen of Edgar Rice Burroughs. In fact, none of these stories have any resemblance to any Tarzan stories written by Burroughs, with the exception of Omen of the Emerald and The Arena of Death, which are based on some elements from the novels Tarzan the Magnificent and Tarzan and the City of Gold. On this series of shows, Tarzan seems much too civilized, and instead of living with his wife Jane on their vast African estate, he resides in a seacoast cabin built by his parents, who were set ashore by mutineers before his birth. The cabin seems to act as his office, in which he waits until being contacted by Captain Stanley Lawrence of the governmental police of some unnamed West African British colony, or by one of the area's natives. In fact, Tarzan is more a Robin Hood of the jungle than the character portrayed in the novels. In Burroughs' novels, Tarzan would rather spend his time alone in the jungle, yet in the Commodore programs, he feels a definite need for human companionship and seems to spend a lot of time with the Punye tribe. He seems more like a splendidly athletic man who can travel through the trees than one who spent all of his time in the company of apes until he was 20. Also interesting is the fact that all of the natives in these shows call the animals by their ape names rather than calling them by the names in their tribal dialect. Having said that, the shows are really quite entertaining, mostly involving some mystery that Tarzan must solve, usually involving slave traders, uranium hunters, gold thieves, ivory poachers, or cannibals. It's amazing that so much story could have been crowded into only a half hour. Tarzan debuted over Los Angeles radio station KHJ January 4, 1951. It replaced the Clyde Beatty Show, which moved to Mutual, airing three times a week at 5:30 p.m. Tarzan was eventually broadcast over the entire Don Lee Mutual Broadcasting System, comprised of 45 stations in the western states, and was sponsored by Dr. Ross Dog and Cat Food. A total of 54 shows were broadcast before White was able to interest a national sponsor in the purchasing the show. On March 17, 1952, Walter White Jr. signed a contract with Foote, Cone, and Belding on behalf of their client, General Foods, who already had an agreement with CBS to broadcast the shows at 8:30 p.m. from their New York studios. CBS premiered the show March 22, 1952, and aired a total of 64 programs plus three repeats. Since Commodore produced a total of 75 shows, CBS failed to air 11 of them. The Daily Variety, dated Thursday, January 8, 1953, noted that Tarzan was included in the Nielsen ratings at number 8 between Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Charlie McCarthy, Our Miss Brooks, Lux Radio Theater, People Are Funny, Groucho Marx, and the Philip Morris Playhouse, with Gene Autry coming in 10th. It seems strange that General Foods notified Commodore on June 5, 1953, that intended to take a summer hiatus of 13 weeks and that the Tarzan show would go off the air with the June 27 broadcast, a hiatus that, for the Tarzan show, would prove to be permanent. In the mid-1950s, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. sold the rights for a Tarzan radio program to Artisan in Sydney, Australia. These were to be original 15-minute-a-day serials developed from either original scripts or adapted from the 1930s scripts furnished to them by ERB, Inc. These programs were also broadcast in New Zealand as well as South Africa. However, Rothman seemed to have overlooked the fact that he had signed the Australian rights for the Tarzan radio show to Walter White Jr. As a result, Rothman apologized to White and began turning Artisan's checks over to White. It is unknown just how many of these Australian radio shows were produced, but at least over 800. After General Foods and CBS dropped the Tarzan radio show, Walter Wright Jr. had little luck placing the show with another national sponsor or network. In the late 1950s and early 1960s, he was able to place the shows with KCOW in Alliance, Nebraska, KULA in Honolulu, Hawaii, three different stations in Canada, and stations in Bermuda and Trinidad. Commodore and Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. had a falling out in 1956 due to the prospect of a Tarzan television show. ERB, Inc. tried to find an excuse to nullify their contract, the court finding in favor of Commodore. Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. preferred that Saul Lesser produce a Tarzan television show since they were already involved in making the Tarzan films. Commodore then filed suit against Saul Lesser, who was trying to get a Tarzan television show produced. In this case, Commodore bit off more than they could chew and lost their case. Eventually, on November 18, 1963, Walter White Jr. signed an agreement giving Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. all 75 of their tapes of the Tarzan programs and turning all rights to these shows to ERB, Inc. Information for this series synopsis was taken from ERB Zen, Volume 2337. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Clyde J. Kale, your announcer. Now on with the show.